Welcome back. Well, it's a journey back through the fascinating history of Jacksonville Beach. From its origins as a quaint seaside resort to the bustling community of today, the new book Jacksonville Beach features some amazing archival photos and much more. Authors Maggie Fitzroy and Taryn Rodriguez-Boti with the Beaches Museum and History Park join us now with more. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And thanks for being with us. We've seen a lot of these books lately about different communities around Florida. How did this project come together, Maggie?
Well, I was contacted by Arcadia Publishing several years ago. I had written a story for the Florida Times Union Shorelines about a woman who grew up in Ponte Vedra Beach in the 1930s. And so my story was online, and they discovered it, and they contacted me and asked me if I would write the history of Ponte Vedra Beach as told through historic photos. And I said that I could if I could do it in conjunction with the Beaches Museum and History Park.
And that brought you in. The Beaches Museum, it has just a treasure trove of photos and old archives, and a lot of them made their way into this book, right?
Yes, we actually have 20,000 photos in our collection, which is a fantastic collection. Our mission spans from Mayport to Ponte Vedra Beach and Palm Valley. So we have this wonderful collection of photos, archives, documents, and we were able to tap into those documents and photos for the book.
What are some of the most fascinating little tidbits about the past when you look at Jack's Beach?
I think one of the neat things that people don't know is that Jack Beach looked just like Guana. It was dunes.
Oh, really?
And they were all flattened in order to create lots for sale. So people usually think, oh, it's so flat. Well, it was not so flat.
It was full of dunes and hills.
It was.
And then at a certain point, Maggie, it kind of almost looked like Coney Island in New York. There was an amusement park, a big boardwalk. The old photos of that era are really nice and interesting to look at.
Yes, well, I think that was Jacksonville Beach in its heyday when it was known as the world's finest resort in the 1930s and 40s and 50s. And there's still a lot of people around today that have very fond memories of the boardwalk. And
why did they get rid of all that?
Well, after Hurricane Dora in 64, they realized that they could not afford insurance costs. By that time, also, the boardwalk was going downhill, and Jacksonville Beach needed to relook at what they were and what kind of community they wanted to become. And it took them almost 20 years to realize what they wanted to be again. And now they are, you know, a very nice community. They have still some amusement. You know, we have a lot of great restaurants and bars and a great museum.
Sure. But, and in recent years, Maggie, the community's really grown a lot and developed quite a bit.
Yes, it has. But it's different than it was. But the aspects of it that are the same is it's still a place where people go to have fun.
Sure. And this is a fun read. So pick it up. It's Jacksonville Beach. It's available in local bookstores right now.